Here we come to Fort Smith Council in 1865 by Mike Wimmer. What is going on with all these people here?
This painting is sponsored by Lila B. Marshall and Paula Marshall of Tulsa Bama Pi family. This is a very important council meeting. There's no decisions made at this, but there's a lot of indications of what they did later. They brought in 11 Indian tribes that signed treaties with the Confederacy, which meant that they invalidated all of the treaties that they had signed with the United States. The purpose of this was to get them together and sign new treaties. Well, in the process, they lost a lot of their lands because they signed with the Confederacy. They lost a lot of usage of their lands. It was a signal to start moving towards statehood because, if you recall, Oklahoma was the last territory or state to have a railroad because up until the Civil War, Indians could not sell or obligate any of their lands. They were held by the tribe itself and not by individuals. So this council meeting brought all those together at Fort Smith shortly after the Civil War. In fact, I think it was in September and October. September the 8th is what the text says. But the important thing I thought in the whole meeting was, and if you look at the painting, the action of the painting was that there's a map, and Chief Allen Wright of the Choctaws is pointing to the map in response to the government official who said, you know, it's about time that we start pulling all these tribes together into one territorial effort in order to become one. And Allen Wright said, well, if we do that, we ought to name this country Oklahoma, which is a Choctaw word for home of the red men. That's for the first time that the word Oklahoma was ever used in any official function. That's the very purpose of telling the story about this council, of which they lost the opportunity. They could lease the lands. They could sell it through permission of the Interior Department. It started the movement towards the state of Oklahoma.
Are there any people of modern-day era that are depicted in this?
Well, this one also has Paul Marshall's portrait in there. He's next to Allen Wright. Allen Wright's depicted. There's a couple others in here with some Indians of note.
When I look at this, is that Neil McCaleb in there?
Yes, Neil's used twice. He's over here with the gray hair, and he's got a mustache over here as Allen Wright. By the way, Neil McCaleb's great-great-great uncle was at this peace conference.
And Neil McCaleb was?
Transportation chairman. He was also a minority leader in the House of Representatives.
The only soldier in this scene.
Well, he represented the military. There's another one back here. It was at the military buildings at Fort Smith. And, of course, he had military in the back for security, I guess. Kelly Haney is pictured over here a couple of times. Mike Wimmer does not make up faces. He uses portraits in every one of his faces. Now, you might alter it a little bit to give age or give period appearance, but he uses real faces. And everybody he uses is somebody that's been sit down and used their image.